speaking of Oscars, my friend, you're wondering who this attractive woman is in the room. First things first, we're going to talk to our entertainment reporter, who is new to the reporting racket, but an old hand at entertaining. She works as a prostitute here in Hollywood. Welcome to the Mark Maron Show, Svetlana Svetlmuskich.
It's okay, Mark. It's okay.
How do you pronounce it?
It's Svetlana Maximovna.
Okay, good. All right.
You look very, very hot today.
Well, thank you very much.
The blazer is very feisty. I like
appreciate it. I'm doing a whole tweed thing.
It's a hot tweed.
Oh, thank
hot
you. Tweed, professorial, yeah. I think. So now you were at the Academy Awards.
I was, yes.
And
yes.
You don't have, you're not a regular reporter. How'd you get into the Academy Awards?
Well, basically, a lot of Zia's producers and directors are former clients from Petersburg House of Discreet Pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
As you recall. I mean, I'm not saying you were there, but you know about the existence.
I've heard I had friends with this down in the Fairfax
friends
district,
of
right?
It's near Fairfax, near the African American area.
All right, we'll send people to your website when we get done here.
Please
so,
do.
What was your overall impression of the ceremonies, I guess you would call them?
Well, it was an interesting night. I was sitting in back, so I could see back. Of heads and lots of buttocks,
I
and
it
was very exciting,
yeah.
Yes. It's a lot of surprises.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was shocked, like many people in the audience. Wallace and Gromit beating out Howl's Moving Castle.
Yeah.
Outrage. I'm kidding. I don't give a crap.
Outrage.
I don't give a crap about cartoons. It's unbelievable.
I don't either.
Who cares?
Yeah, so why were you getting so what was outrageous about? Just that they were awarding cartoons at all?
Well, yes. Yes, I think it's not to be Academy Award.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about other winners. Let's talk about Best Actor, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's a very talented guy.
Yeah.
He reminds me of a dolphin. He looks like a dolphin, maybe Piglet, but more dolphin. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know, of course, but he always looks like he just touched himself in the bathroom and was ushered out before he had time to finish. You know, he has it bubbling up inside
He kind of does have that.
He does that look. He's like about to explode. I can't tell. He can't tell if he's straight. I know he has a girlfriend in New York, but you can't tell. He's one of those interesting androgynous.
But he's a sweet guy. You get that impression that he's a sweet guy?
No, I get more of a pervert. But it's okay. I have good eye for this. But this is not your department.
How about Reese Witherspoon, best actress?
Reese Witherspoon. She looked little skinny. Her husband looks 15 years old. He had big acne.
Yeah, he did.
Did you see? Get cover stick.
Yeah.
Revlon, $2.99. Let's save one.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Exactly. You're a celebrity. Cover that stuff.
Cover it up. Just cover stick. It takes 2 seconds.
Didn't he look jealous and resentful as well?
He looked bitter.
Yeah.
He looked bitter. He looked bored.
Yeah.
He looked bored and bitter. But she's okay. She's a little, I don't want to say fakey-fakey.
Uh-huh.
Little fakey-fakey.
Really? So everybody being fakey-fakey. Imagine
I'm
that.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
So George Clooney, you got to love
George Clooney. George Clooney is too perfect. He's boring. Let's move on.
Okay. How about Rachel Weisz?
Her name, you know, her name is spelled like old Polish spelling.
Sure,
which I really respect. Mm-hmm. If Hollywood told me, Svetlana, change your last name for Svetlana Chernyshnyes, I said no.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Only if they pay me, but that's a different story.
And hence, that's why you're in the profession you're in and not...
Exactly.
Okay,
prostitution.
Good. Yes.
Good business.
Yeah, sure.
Rachel Weisz, I like, but she looks bitchy.
She does.
She's one of those girls that in high school made fun of you and made you give oral pleasure to boys in the bathroom to feel accepted.
Oh,
do you know
what
I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about, which frightens me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're a recipient or giver. That's a different conversation.
Yeah, it is a different conversation. Maybe we can have it off the air. Now,
maybe.
How about, so you're foreign, yes?
I am foreign, so yes, indeed.
This is a foreign film category.
I am American citizen, though. I am American citizen, and I'm patriotic.
Now, how did you become American citizen, exactly?
Well, mail order.
Oh, okay.
This guy from Detroit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you still talk to him?
Well, it's okay. We have a prenup, so he said, you know what, forget it.
So did you, what about the foreign film? What about the best
foreign film? Well, you know, I like the guy, the androgynous black boy film, Van, from South Africa, right?
Uh-huh.
The guy who looks like a donut. I can tell, but the Tootsie. And it's okay. I was just happy paradise now, not again. I'll tell you why. Mark, you know me. Well, maybe you don't, but you're learning.
Yeah.
I have no problem with showing a movie of suicide bomber if you don't make him sympathetic. You know, as you know, there's answers better than violence. I don't care if you are occupied and your sewage system is primitive.
Yeah.
You don't have to go blow up, right?
Right. Yeah,
okay.
I agree with that.
But I'm so happy that the Palestinian people are realizing this now, choosing the peace-loving Hamas to really rule their country. It's very promising. I'm going to be sick. I really am going to be sick.
Now, okay, Ang Lee, best director.
Ang Lee,
great movie.
Very happy they give Oriental Oscar.
Yeah.
Very happy.
Oriental,
it's nice. He's gentle. Not a client.
Yeah.
Not a client.
I wouldn't
interesting.
Think so.
Well,
yeah.
Asians, not for me.
Oh,
not for them.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. You know, who knows?
It's at least it goes both ways. That's what's important.
My one breast is bigger than others. They like everything very uniform.
Yeah, okay.
They like everything
symmetrical and streamlined.
Yeah, streamlined.
So you don't have zen breasts?
No.
Okay.
They're more festive.
Okay, okay.
It's more exciting.
Festive, a little uneven.
Little uneven.
Yeah, okay.
I like Ice Storm. Is that, what's her name? That woman who looks like a man, but she's somehow
Sigourney
feminine.
Reaver?
Sigourney Weaver.
I do, too.
She's weird looking, but she's fantastic.
Yeah, she is. She's great.
Kevin Kline is good, too. He's interesting.
Now, what about the best picture? Were you surprised with Crash?
I have to say, I'm a little surprised. I like... I like Brokeback Mountain, even though, Mark, I wanted more sex.
Yeah.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah, I did.
The tent is too dark.
Yeah.
Too dark. And I'm not a homoerotic fantasy woman.
Sure.
But 20 years of falling in love, you need more action at the beginning. It's it's not believable.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The spitting on the hand said it all for me.
When he went, I was like, okay,
I know what's happening. It did make me uncomfortable.
Lotion. Professional consultant. Dude, if I'm a consultant on show, it would have been very different.
The guy couldn't even get potatoes. Lotion, I think, was a tall order out in the West.
Maybe, but you never know. In Hollywood, you know. Lotion, why not, right?
Okay. Well, where are we at?
The best picture, Crash, could not stand this movie.
Okay.
It's a ridiculous movie.
Yeah,
and talk about contrived plot. It's okay. The acting was solid. Yes, Matt Dillon, client.
Yeah.
Client, by the way. Very loyal client. Yeah. Many, many years.
I like Matt Dillon.
He's very good, but this movie, everything fits so nicely. All the stories, black, white, gangs, drugs. It's better to take sledgehammer, that's his tolerance, hit audience on head until our skulls bleed. That is more subtle than this movie.
Do you not think?
I think so. Fake bullets with the Persian and the young girl and the blank. It's ridiculous. And Dandy Newton with the car. It's too much.
Maybe
when you show a piece of Laurel Canyon in movie, all the Academy voters, this is near my house. I live here. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. So that's the movie. Either they're afraid of homo movie.
Maybe
they're afraid of homo.
Or maybe they want to keep the homo movie in the closet.
Look at you with the buns. Always a slot for you in my house. No pun intended.
See how I brought that back. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. Svetlana, that's okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. She is our, I think she's going to be the entertainment reporter from here. I think you did a very good job.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Please visit my website.
Okay.